Blog Talk Radio.
I've reviewed the Treasury Department watchdog's report, and the misconduct that it uncovered is inexcusable. It's inexcusable, and Americans are right to be angry about it, and I am angry about it. I will not tolerate this kind of behavior in any agency, but especially in the IRS, given the power that it has and the reach that it has in all of our lives. And as I said earlier, it should not matter what political stripe you're from. The fact of the matter is that the IRS has to operate with absolute integrity. The government generally has to conduct itself in a way that is true to the public trust. That's especially true for the IRS. So here's what we're going to do. First, we're going to hold the responsible parties accountable. Yesterday, I directed Secretary Liu to follow up on the IG audit to see how this happened and who is responsible and to make sure that we understand all the facts.
501 C4 law that people think is confusing, no, that the folks did not know how to implement.
Okay.
Because it basically says,
so you're saying
if you are involved,
no corruption there at all. No,
that's not what I'm saying. That's actually
no. But I want to know what you're saying. You're the leader
absolutely.
Of the country. You're saying no corruption.
No. There were some boneheaded decisions.
Out of
a
but
local
no
office.
Mass corruption.
Not even mass corruption. Not even a smidge.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption.
Corruption.
Until now.
Now. You feel that?
Again, I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. And remember, shipmates, freedom is not cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program today, 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. All right, there's a lot to get through here today, and there are lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So let's lift our jib and get this damn ship underway. All right, we are officially heading out to sea and underway. Bosun mate, ship colors. All right, we're going to start right here with this right here. TV ratings have just come in. The Super Bowl, Super Bowl 48, is the most watched in history with 111.5 million viewers. And you know for a fact that it's a hell of a lot more than that. There's a lot of people like me. I seen it on my computer. So I don't know how they figured I was in there, but it doesn't matter. Evidently, it's the most watched TV show in history ever. And to keep bragging, but my beloved Seattle Seahawks were the champions. They not only beat the mighty Peyton Manning, but, I mean, they whooped him. I mean, whooped him hard. I mean, you know, you almost feel sorry for the guy. I mean, Peyton Manning, I mean, come on, he's... You know, America's boy next door, you know. I mean, come on, it's Peyton Manning. You know, everybody loves a Peyton Manning, but nobody wants to see him, you know. Evidently, he's very, very, very intense, and people are afraid to walk near him in the locker room now. And I guess it's just the way he plays, man. Well, I mean, you know, he plays great in the regular season, but when it comes to the postseason, for whatever reason, hey, nobody knows the forces of sports. There are no rules, and any rules there are constantly being broken. Why things are the way they are, nobody knows. Call it fate, call it this, call it that, call it whatever. But I do believe it's the mindset. Just as in a society, it starts with the mindset, which then goes into the culture, the way of life. But we've got a mindset in this country, where it is, I mean, it's very, very sporadic. One second you're here, the next you're there, then you're up and here, boom, ba-dup, ba-dup. I can't keep up with all these societorial rules. But anyway, getting back to the main point, Super Bowl 48, the Seattle Seahawks. 43-8 over the Denver Broncos, the most watched television show in American history. Now, that right there. I mean, here you've got Seattle Seahawks, which the NFL, I mean, ESPN, all these people, nobody really wants to recognize that Seattle actually is part of the NFL. Well, we fixed that. When I say we, I mean it is the 12s, it is the team, it's the peanut vendors, it's the coaches, it's everybody, the owner, everybody. The whole smash. Yeah, we fixed that. So now people have to acknowledge the fact that Seattle Seahawks, well, we're here, we're loud, we're proud, and we will be back next year. Now, as it is right now, can they repeat? I don't know. I talked to my brother yesterday. He wasn't sober enough to call in yesterday morning. But I talked to him in the afternoon. Chances of them repeating, coming back to the Super Bowl, well, I mean, hey, look, I mean, that all depends. But I mean, as of right now, if you were to put your little ducats in on what team that has the best possibility of coming back next year, it would be the Seattle Seahawks. They're young enough where they got a good 3 or 4 Super Bowls in them. But could they repeat? I think they could. We'll have to find out. Only time will tell. You can't predict this stuff. But, I mean, if you were to judge by, you know, how the teams look right now, but how the teams are going to look, you know, come, you know, opening day, all kinds of crazy, mean, nasty, dirty, rotten things can happen between now and opening day. So, speaking of opening day, baseball is coming around the corner. This is that time of year, that lull. Well, there's no football and there's no baseball. Then in March, you start getting preseason games, but, you know, it's like, but then when April comes around, by April 1st, you know you got baseball. So if you can make it to April 1st, you're all right. You know, so we'll be all right. It's a little lull. We got tons of snow yesterday. The trees are still covered with snow, and I love that look. Of all the trees that used to have leaves are now covered in snow. All the branches are snow. They're white. I love it. And we got more coming tonight, I guess, around midnight. I'm coming home from the city. I should be home before the snow hits. So we'll find out. Tonight's our performance. In the semifinals, we'll find out if we win or not. I think we got a pretty good shot. And if we don't, hey, man, I had a great time. And it really isn't so much all about that, even though I would love to win it, but it's not about that to me. I'm not, you know, I'd love to go to the finals and win that $1,000. But I just like doing it. That's what it's about, just doing it. So, anyway, let me cover this story here. The final ratings are in for the 2014 Super Bowl, and contrary to early returns, which saw the game ranking 5th all time, the NFL season finale ended up being the biggest to date, an average 111.5 bazillion viewers, tuned in to see the Seattle Seahawks annihilate, I mean, just embarrass the Denver Broncos, making it the most watched Super Bowl and the most watched program in U.S. television history. There it is, folks. It's in print, so it has to be true. That's up 3 million from last year's Super Bowl, which averaged 108.4 gazillion viewers. That game between the Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers, though close, suffered an audience drop when a power outage halted the game for 30 minutes. Super Bowl 48 breaks the record set by the 2012 Super Bowl. That game averaged 111.3 gazillion viewers, narrowly topping 2010's 111 gazillion. Bum, 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 bum. A 46.4 rating among households and a 69 share, which means that it was really, really good. And lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people watched it. And, of course, the Seattle Seahawks win. Now, still, I mean, I still, you know, I love talking about the win. But, I mean, for Peyton Manning to get beat like that, I mean, you know, damn. Well, I don't know what it is, man. Nobody has the answer to any of these things. Maybe he doesn't even have the answer. I don't know. Maybe he does. Maybe he's holding it. I don't know. Nobody knows, man. The forces of sports, the forces of nature, the forces of things. You know, it is what it is, what it is, what it is. You got to find out what the meaning of all that crap is. It's a long, treacherous, bumpy ride, man. It's a long, freaking journey. And there's only one seat on the bus, and that's you. You are the driver. So what it means to me, I mean, what it means to Peyton Manning, I mean, it's completely different. Nobody knows. But nobody really expected to see Peyton Manning get just, and it wasn't that they were really playing, the Denver Broncos really playing that bad. Seattle just played just so much better. And I think the Denver Broncos really didn't, well, obviously they didn't expect it. But I really do believe that that first play, the first snap of the game when it goes over his head for a safety, that was the turning point of the game right there. That set the tone. Boom, boom. I argued with my brother on that one. He didn't think that was it. And I said, well, it was, because the game, ever since then, nothing went the Broncos' way. Nothing. 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 And to give the MVP to Smith, I mean, I guess you have to, because he had, I think, like 9 tackles and a couple interceptions, or I know that one pick six, but he had, he caused a fumble. He did something, I don't know, I can't remember, but it doesn't really matter. The whole point is that not one of the Seahawks really outshined or stood out above all the rest. It was a collective team effort. Everybody on that team did their part. Whatever role they had, whatever part that they had, they all played it and stuck to their part. It was a collective team effort. If you're going to give the MVP to anybody, I think you got to give it to the entire damn team, including the 12s, because the 12s were there too. I mean, it was a complete and utter collective effort, not only by every member on the team, all the ownership, all the executives, all the coaches, all the 12s, all the fans, all the peanut vendors, everybody. There was just no opportunity for really any team that night. I don't think you could have picked any team. They'd have smoked Tom Brady. They would have smoked them all. You want to bring Bart Starr and the, you know, the 66 Packers up there? All right, fine. Bring them on. I think Seattle would beat them. Who knows? Nobody knows. But nobody was going to win that game other than the Seattle Seahawks. That's just the way it is. Their mindset. And you know what? Nobody got hurt by that mindset, and we can do it too. We can set our mind up to no more BS, no more voting for Nancy Pelosi's, no more voting for that loudmouth, obnoxious little jerk. What the hell's his name? That little excuse me, he's not little. He's a Florida congressman, always running his fat yap off, blaming Tea Party for being, you know, murderers and racists and haters and burning crosses and killing babies and all this crap. I mean, God only knows what comes out of this guy's mouth. He's an idiot. But we have freedom of speech, so he has the right to say it. But, I mean, look, you also have the right to not pay attention to it because it's stupid. And if you choose not to pay attention to crap like that, well, then, okay, you're smart. But if you choose to pay attention to it, well, then you're an idiot. You're a bigger idiot than the idiot saying that stuff. But they do have the right to say it. But you, as the public who vote, you do have the right to not vote for him. Oh, but we can't vote for the other guy. Well, why? Well, he's Republican, and they hate. So we got to vote for this guy. Yeah, but didn't this guy, isn't he talking about, you know, making stuff up about people? Isn't that hate? Well, it's all right, because, you know, it's all right to hate the haters. Oh. Okay. It's all right to hate the haters. Yeah. Continuing on, as for the halftime show, Bruno Mars and the Red Hot Chili Peppers also set a new high with 115.3 million viewers tuning in during the performance, besting Beyonce with 110.8 in 2013 and previous champ Madonna at 114 million in 2012. Viewers for the big post-Super Bowl shows was steady with 2013. Episodes of Fox Comedy's New Girl in Brooklyn Nine-Nine averaged 20.8 million viewers over 62 minutes, off just 60,000 from last year's Elementary. Well, it doesn't matter. The end of the story is, it was the most watched TV show in American history, period. That's all that matters, and my Seahawks won. And I love bragging when my team wins. It's a great feeling. It doesn't happen very often. And if you're a Jets fan, you know exactly what the hell I'm talking about. Or a Mets fan. Or an Islander fan. Anyway, let me open up my treasure chest here and let's see if we can plunder for any booty. Up, here we are right off the top. NRA calls 2014 elections do or die. Vows war with Michael Bloomberg and Obama. Early drive for Clinton unsettles Democrats. Some worry it will siphon money from candidates in midterm elections. Oh. But as long as Hillary wins, you know, I guess them, you know, the youngins are just going to have to, well, just, you know, work off of scraps. See, that's how it is. See, there's really no money in the Democratic Party. So Hillary gets it all. But she's a pig. You got a hog at all. She's a hog. She's a vote hog. She's a money hog. A power hog. You know, no, look. America, we really screwed up with this Obama. Do you really, really want to have it even more screwed up? Just different? Do you really think that Hillary Clinton could be and should be president? I don't think so. You need to really stop and think before you go into the voting booth and vote for that. Don't give me this she's the best candidate. You need to do your homework on this woman. She's not a nice person. Don't be an idiot. Oh, look at this. God damn, would this Governor Christy crap just go away? My God. What is this, the High School News Gazette? I'm sick and tired of this crap. What the hell is this about this governor now? God damn it. One of Governor Christie's bodyguards charged with shoplifting in Pennsylvania. Oh, Jesus God. Bodyguards are shoplifting. I mean, just... You can't make this stuff up. I mean, just... This is embarrassing. This is the kind of stuff that we don't need, man. This is the mindset, and this is the culture that we now live in. Some good grog this morning, and I need it. My throat is killing me still. I don't know what the hell, but I got to go on tonight, so. Health Nazis call on fast foods to drop sugary drinks from their kids' meals. Who the hell are you? Well, I think it's the, what do they call it, the something Institute of Health. There's always an institute, a committee, an agency, a bureau. Stay the hell out of people's lives. How about that for a bureau? Let people decide for themselves. You want to put out the information that, okay, sugary drinks for little kids can be harmful. Okay, put it out. But don't force people to, well, do what you want. Let people decide for themselves. It's not your child. It's not your children. They're not your lives. So you stay out of it. Maybe we need to start doing some things for you. Maybe taking away tofu. How about that? Huh? How about if we force you to use pesticides on your fruit? We could say, well, it's necessary. Because if you eat it, well, you can get diseases and then it costs everybody money when their insurance plans go up, and we can't have that. So you can't have any more organic fruit. And if you do, well, we're going to fine you or imprison you or both. How about that? Well, me. Yeah. When it affects you, that's one thing. Not only does the government need to mind their own goddamn business, but so do the citizens. It's none of your frickin' business what your neighbor does. It's none of your frickin' business what anybody does. Take care of yourself. You want to be a tyrant? All right, tyrannize yourself. Be the king of your little world. You stick to your world, let other people stick to their world. You don't like their world? Well, then don't mingle with them. Don't be around them. Don't talk to them. Don't send them Christmas cards. Don't invite them over for dinner. Jesus, God! You got to be told this? What are you, an idiot? NIH, that's what it is, the National Institute of Health. Spent $464,272 to find out why gay men get syphilis in Peru. I don't know. Maybe it's in the goat. The Belarusian connection. We'll find out what the hell that's all about. The commander-in-chief elevates the status of Muslims over Christians in the military. That's... Look, when I was in, they had religions for everybody. You didn't have to go if you didn't want to. Nobody gave a damn. And if you did, nobody gave a damn. And if you didn't, nobody gave a damn. Nobody gave a damn. They had any religion that you want to. There was no problem. I don't understand why they got all this hullabaloo with all this stuff now. I just, for the life of me, can't figure it out. There's no reason for any of this stuff. I mean, you want to talk about your phony scandals. I mean, these are controversies that are just drummed up for what? Well, we got to rattle our base, you know, get them all No, there is no base. If you're an American citizen, you're the base. Politics is for everybody. It's not just for, you know, one party. As long as one party's happy, screw the rest of the country. As long as our base is happy, who gives a damn about the other people? Say what you want, but, I mean, the Tea Party is fighting for everybody, not just old gray-haired, white, rich Republicans, for Christ's sakes. Maybe some of you people out there who bitch, piss, and moan about the Tea Party, call them haters and racists, Nancy Pelosi. They're out there wearing swastikas, she said. Remember that? The Tea Party doesn't wear swastikas, you idiot. And yes, Miss Pelosi, you are an idiot, period. You are a stupid, stupid woman. I cannot believe how much stupid is actually crammed into your tiny little frame. Why people vote for you and continue to vote for you after they've listened to you speak says more about them than it says about you, and there's a hell of a lot to say about you, sweetheart. You're an idiot. Shut up. You don't make accusations about people when you have no proof whatsoever to back it up. But that can get very dangerous, Ms. Pelosi, because people could play that same game to you. Of course you wouldn't like it. Well, you're Nancy Pelosi. You can't do that. Not to her. Well, yeah, people can do anything they want to anybody. NRA calls 2014 elections do or die. Oh, we already did this. What the hell was this doing back in here again? Who set this up? Send them to school and all they want to do is eat the t-shirt. Jesus, God almighty. You can't buy good health these days. Wikipedia is very masculine. So feminists pledge to fix it. I mean, this right here, first of all. I mean, we got to start here. I mean, this is just absolutely goddamn ridiculous. When I read this story, I just was like, I thought, is this the goddamn Onion? Is that what I'm dealing with here? Is this the Onion? Unfortunately, it wasn't. Because Wikipedia is very masculine. I don't understand what that... First of all, Wikipedia is not exactly... the most reliable source of information. Because you can edit stuff. You can put anything you want to in there. Now I know they got some safeguards or whatever, but it is possible to put things in there that don't make sense, and I've seen stuff. If you're using Wikipedia, I mean, now Wikipedia actually is kind of good where you can start there. But then you have to verify everything that you read on it. That's the only problem. But other than that, it's not a bad place to start. However, you can't take what you read on Wikipedia as actual 100% fact. You must verify everything on Wikipedia because anybody can change it. Anybody can put anything they want to in it. But having Wikipedia be very masculine doesn't even make any sense. I don't understand what they mean by it. I mean, the color of the website isn't pink? Is that what you want, sweetie, huh? You want it pink with little flowers, unicorns, rainbows? It's a goddamn encyclopedia online, first of all, you idiot. There's nothing masculine about it. It's just pages with words. I mean, there's nothing masculine. They got pictures on the side. Everybody's been on it. They got a logo up in the corner, but if you don't like the logo, it's masculine. What do you want? I mean, this is just a stupid argument. And now they're going to have some kind of edit Wikipedia day. So they're going to go in there. They're going to get all their little feminists. The little man haters sit in there and feminize. I don't know what they want. But most feminists, if you look at them, they're not really feminine. I don't understand the feminist movement at all. I don't see the point. I don't see the reason. Women have no idea of how much they really have, but how much power they have. There's no war on women. That's all this is to rile up women and get their base out to hate the Tea Party. I mean, I just don't understand this edit Wikipedia day. So they're going to go in there and they're going to put all their whatever it is that they want, and that's going to be fact. So now people are supposed to read this and go, oh, that's fact? Well, it says who? Feminist groups at more than a dozen universities. Oh, God, the universities. Look, girls, when you're 18, 19, 20, 20, you know, up to 22, 24. Okay, having an open mind does not mean gullible. There's a fine line between the two. It's okay to have an open mind, but it's not okay to be gullible. Just because you have an open mind to something doesn't mean that you're going to follow it, doesn't mean you're going to do it, doesn't mean you've got to support it. An open mind is trying to understand it. That's what having an open mind is. That's what it means. It doesn't mean just go along with it. That's not an open mind. That's gullible. That's dangerous. People get in trouble. People get hurt. And yes, people can die from people being gullible. So feminist groups at more than a dozen universities are planning to participate in another mass edit Wikipedia day. Now that's in quotations, so that must mean what the real, I guess you call it a protest, whatever you want to call it. That's what it is. Because the Free Volunteer Encyclopedia website is obviously horribly sexist. That's what they says. I didn't write any of this. This is it. I'm reading this is in print. It's got to be true. Sarah Styrick, I guess is how you pronounce it. Styrick, whatever. A Wikipedia contributor and researcher for the Wikimedia Foundation. I wonder if this Wikipedia, Wikimedia, is that all part of WikiLeaks? And what the hell is this Wiki? Wiki? What the hell is that? So this Styrick chick is a Wikipedia contributor and researcher for Wikimedia Foundation. Album isn't just that most Wikipedia users are male. Oh no, the layout of the website itself, in quotations, is very masculine. It's white. It's got black letters, sometimes blue. There's nothing masculine about it. I don't understand. It's generic. Jesus, God. Well, I mean, is that what we need to have? We need to have it pink and flowers and unicorns and rainbows. It's a goddamn encyclopedia. The background is white and it's got black letters. That's not masculine, nor is it feminine. It's simply providing information, and that's the whole point, to provide information, right? Where do these people, I mean, this is just ridiculous. And this is for what? Well, we got to drum up the base, man. We got to get that war on women out there again. We got to get the women vote, because see, the women are losing. They're running away from Obama, so they got to try to bring them back. So you bring them back with free abortions and editing Wikipedia. Like, women give a damn about stupid Wikipedia? Does anybody really give a damn about Wikipedia? I mean, like I said, I think most of us know, most of us are intelligent enough to know that Wikipedia is not exactly the most reliable source of information. You don't know if you're getting the truth or not. So if you read it, you can get a good idea, but you got to verify everything you read on it. Well, now you're going to have these feminists coming in there. God only knows what they're going to write. All men are women-hating rapists. I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying that they will. I mean, I'm just saying whatever. Wouldn't surprise me if they wouldn't put that in there, but I mean, this doesn't even make any sense. This is stupid. There's no war on women, and there's no reason to drum up all this hate and fear when it isn't there. But the layout of the website itself, what does that mean? It's white with letters. I mean, come on. Well, it could be racist. It's white. The background is white. Maybe we should have it black and have white letters. And the rainbows would show up. The white unicorns, they'd show up. Oh, yeah, the rainbows would show up real good against a black background. How about that? I mean, this is ridiculous. Why is this even... Why would somebody, first of all, even a reporter, even waste their time of writing this stupid story? And why would an editor even waste their time of putting it in their goddamn, I don't know if it came from the paper or if this came from a website. I don't know where the hell it came from. All right, we got more quotations, so let's find out what this says. It's aesthetically very masculine in its design, said Styrick, in a statement to the Daily Dot. Also noting that the average Wikipedia editor is a well-educated white male. I mean, how do you find this out and why would you find it out? What difference does it... This is Wikipedia. Why are we talking about this? It's not like it's, you know, people are trying to rewrite the Bible. Well-educated white males have been writing history and the story of the world since ancient times. Really? The Egyptians and the Middle East and the Africans in Africa? They didn't write any kind of history down there. It was only the white men. Okay. I see. To fix this, feminists at colleges around the country are launching another Wikipedia edit-a-thon. Oh, God. I just threw up my entire breakfast all over this frickin' studio. It is disgusting. It's dripping off the monitors. Oh, man. Now it's all over the dripping off the counter on the floor. This is gross, man. Wikipedia edit-a-thon? I mean, this has got to be from The Onion. This can't be real. This is stupid. Next week, feminists are encouraged to change, rewrite the online encyclopedia to make it less masculine, according to Campus Reform. The event is to follow up last year's similar edit-a-thon, when feminist sympathizers were called out to edit feminist thought into Wikipedia articles. What? And that's in quotations, too. Feminist thought. You can't make this stuff up. Again, continuing with the quotations. It's not like my life passion to make Wikipedia feminist. What the frig is it? But it's been really surprising. There's this whole underground world that I wasn't aware of. People who are dedicated to editing Wikipedia. Crystal South, Oh, that's sweet, honey. Are you a stripper too? An event organizer. Oh, that's what she is. The event organizer in a statement to Bitch magazine. Really? Crystal, spelled K-R-Y-S-T-A-L, South. Your brain has gone south there, Crystal. You're an idiot. The beauty of Wikipedia is it's a public institution. People have the ability to change it, like they're trying to do with history. People have been trying to change history since, well, history was history. That's why anything that's going on in the news, you need to make your own decision. You can't be watching, I mean, you can watch television, but you can't be taking anybody else's word for it. You can listen to it, but you got to verify everything, man. You got to do the work yourself. People think that the only thing that they should do is just sit behind the television, watch their Jon Stewart and their, you know, Chris Matthews, their Jerry Springer, and they got all the information they need. Well, no, it's a little more than that, but whatever. Early drive for Clinton unsettles Democrats. Oh, now Democrats are going to, well, see, okay, here's what's going to happen. I just came up with something. Oh, God. Huh. Let me get a shot of grog here. We all know that the Democratic Party is, well, they're not doing very good in their coffers. They're, you know, they're kind of strapped for cash, kind of in debt. Really? A Democrat in debt? Really? No. Looks like they ran their campaign like they run the country. So anyway, there's only so much money. Well, you've already got a certain level of a certain number of Democrats. And there's another one that bailed out. He's retiring at the end of the month. He got a job at a law firm. He's bailing out. He's not finishing his term. He's bailing out now. Of course, he's got the ethics committee up his ass. So he doesn't want to get in trouble for that. So he's getting out so he doesn't have to get censored, doesn't have to, you know, maybe go to jail, maybe do this, maybe do that. So he's getting away with his crime. If it were you or I, no. We'd already have the handcuffs. We'd already have the arraignment, the trial, the conviction, the sentencing, and doing the time. But we're not in government. We didn't win an election. Don't you know? You win an election, that gives you special powers. God, you people are dumb. Don't you know that? You win an election? I mean, that gives you the power. You can do whatever you want. That's more power than if you got a badge. Yeah. See, if you win an election, that means you're ahead of the guys who have the badge. So you tell them. Yeah. Yeah, that's how it works. And if you know, the bigger the election, well, the more power you have. So Obama, he won the biggest election. He doesn't need Congress. He won an election. Well, you didn't know this? Well, maybe if you guys pay attention once in a while. Don't you know Obama's got a pen and a phone? Early drive for Clinton unsettles the Democrats. Oh. So you have a certain number of Democrats that are bailing Obama because of Obamacare. Now Mary Landrieu wants to step up and complain about it. When she was touting it, and oh, it's absolute. This is the bee's knees. Mm-hmm. Now she's running away. Pointing her finger at the president, telling him if they people want to keep their plan, they should keep it. Okay, you can keep it if the insurance company want to give it to you, but you only get to keep it for a year. That's their fix. And now all the errors that they have, they don't have a whatever part is built to fix it. So they can't even fix the errors. And they still haven't built the part where all that information has to go from here to the insurance company. That hasn't been built yet. But if we can't talk about repeal, that's phony. That's not, you know, that's hating. That's racist. Trying to take away all these people's health care. Who? Take away millions of people's health care? No, you did. This plan, this so-called Affordable Care Act, took away millions of people's health care. We're trying to repeal it so we can give those people back their health care. That's what repeal means, Mr. Carney. In case, you know, remember you were asking about what Republicans are going to have to explain what repeal means? Some worry it will siphon money from the candidates in the midterm elections. So now you're going to have another batch of Democrats who are going to be pissed off at Hillary Clinton because they not only now did Obama screw them, they got to fight their constituents because they lost their health care. And now you got Clinton, who's gobbling up all the dough because she's the queen bee. And none of these, there's not enough money to go around, so they got to give it to Hillary. So now all these people running up for re-election, they're already, you know, behind the eight ball with Obamacare. Now Hillary's taking all their money. There's going to be a lot of Democrats turn Republican here pretty soon. Good. We're never going to vote for them, but at least they'll be Republican and start voting responsibly. The formidable campaign apparatus that has sprung up to support a possible 2016 presidential bid by Hillary Hitman Clinton is rattling some Democrats, sparking concerns that it could suppress the competition for the party's nomination and siphon money from candidates running in the midterm elections this fall. Who gives a damn? With Democrats fighting to keep control of the Senate in the midterms, the emergence of the pro-Clinton super PAC, Priorities USA, Priorities USA. Yeah, the priority is getting, just Hillary. That's their priority. Whatever Hillary wants. Well, you know, it shouldn't be about what Hillary wants. It should be about what the American people want, what the American people deserve, what we need. It's all the same thing. It's freedom. We want it. We need it. We deserve it. It is our right. If we are American citizens, that is our right to receive and to give the freedom. That's the whole point. That's the whole purpose of the country. That's the whole purpose of forming the country. Well, what does free mean? Well, as long as, you know, the Democrats, they like it, then it's freedom. If the Republicans, well, if they like something, well, then it's hate. Even though what the Republicans are trying to do, well, the good ones, the other ones are, you might as well call them Democrats. It's kind of hard to call them Republicans. Well, they're not standing up and fighting for the Republican values. Conservative values. That is part of the Republican Party. That's Republican Party was founded on civil rights. Yes, by the way, yes, it was founded on civil rights. But they were conservative-minded. Mathematical logic. Of course, government really never, really ever will, I don't think. But you have to have a little bit of it. I don't buy this notion that going insolvent won't affect our our sovereignty. I don't understand that philosophy at all. I don't buy that. I don't think it's worth exploring and trying it out and testing it. I got to be honest. I don't think it's worth the effort to test it. There's no reason to go down that road when we don't have to. We don't have to spend what we don't need to spend. Too many people are making too much money off the American taxpayer, so they'll vote properly, and they'll get other people to vote properly. They're using your money, your tax dollars, well, to give themselves a much better way of life. They take from you so they can live high on the hog. Don't you think it's time to put an end to that? I mean, you can't like that. Is that something you can respect, something you can continue voting for? Well, I mean, if it is, well, then continue going the way you're going. Continue voting for that Nancy Pelosi, the dumbest human being that has ever been sworn into office next to Hank Johnson. There's a lot of them in there that are in that category. Once you get to that level of stupid, I mean, there's no getting, you can't get unstupid. Once you get to that point, you are stupid for life. Well, Ms. Pelosi she's deep in the realm. She is the stupid queen. The queen of the stupids. She's leading the way. And the stupids voted for her as Speaker of the House. You have to be stupid to vote for somebody like that as Speaker of your House. You have to be stupider than her. You have to be stupider than the stupid. That's hard to do. But, well, it's obviously it can be done because we've seen it. Well, quite honestly, the American people are sick and tired of a lot of things. They're moving away from the Democrats. And all the thing that they're really looking for, they're afraid of the Republican brand. They're afraid of that name. Why people got to be afraid of a name, I don't know. I didn't invent the stupid human being. I just know how they are. They're afraid of the Tea Party. They're afraid of that name. Why, I don't know. It's because they've never been to a Tea Party, so they've got to put it down and talk about it. And even got Republicans, and, oh, that Tea Party, they're over the top. Over the top for what? Because we expect our government to be fiscally responsible? That's what it is. Why the Republicans, the establishment Republicans, don't like the Tea Party? Because the Tea Party is saying stop spending. Well, they like that pork. They love to spend. They think if the Democrats can spend, why can't I? Got to give my friends a little pork. And they kick a little pork back to me. It's all a beautiful thing. Well, that's what we don't need in our government anymore. So, yeah, Mr. King, you are the fraud. They're trying to stop Ted Cruz. If you'd have stuck with him, you'd have stuck on his side, you'd have been there with him. Well, maybe we could have avoided what we have right now, millions of people without insurance. That had insurance. Those people that didn't have it, that needed it and wanted it, the ones that can get it can't afford it. And the 50 million people that didn't have insurance before you started, that was the whole idea, to get all these 50 million people insured. None of them are insured. So who did you help? Huh? What did the Democrats do? Well, they took away your job. And if you did keep your job, well, they took away your hours. They took away your health care. They took away your doctor and your plan. The repo man took away your car, took away your home. So now what? What did this Obamacare give you? What did the Democrats give you? Take a look at Detroit. What did the Democrats, 70 years of Democratic reign, what did that give Detroit, huh? How about Chicago? Kids being gunned down. I mean, these are just boys. They're not men. These are kids. Goddamn teenagers, man. Even 22. That's a kid. That's a baby. These are babies out there. 22? They haven't even begun to live their life yet. What, are you kidding me? They're just waking up now. Now their eyes are open. 22? 23? No, they're just starting now. They're just starting. Hell. Some of them are still asleep. Babies out there. How come we don't hear anything about that? Why doesn't the news cover that, all these murders? I mean, Jesse Jackson, I don't hear him talking about that. Isn't he from Chicago, too? Those are your peeps there, Jesse. They're getting gunned down in the street. I'm sick of all this kind of crap all over the United States. There's nothing you can do about crime. People are going to gun people down. It's just the way it is. If there are no guns, they're going to stab them down. One way or another, you're going to get got. People want to... Look, if you have the will to kill, you will kill. It has nothing to do with whether you have a gun or a knife, run people over with your car, poison, whatever. We got to work on that will. Where we don't have the will to kill, well, that starts with a mindset. And then we can start building a culture. But if we don't start, we're never gonna get it done. I don't buy any more of these excuses. Well, we don't have enough time. What do you mean you didn't have enough time? Oh, we don't send troops into harm's way unless we know all the information on the ground. You don't think about that, man. People are going down. You think an ambulance coming to the rescue? Fire department? Well, we don't know all the information on the ground, and plus we don't have time. And well, it's taco night here at the station, and, well, you know, the Super Bowl's on. So, you know, hit us later on. You know, we'll see if it's still going on. Give us a call. But no. You drop the tacos, turn off the TV, fire suit, get your ass on that truck and go to the scene and put out the goddamn fire. There's people in there. You go inside and you pull them out. Firemen never leave a man behind. So why would our military? I don't know. I guess that starts with the commander-in-chief. So a number of Democratic groups are soliciting donors for money. Oh, please give me money. Obama screwed me, and now Hillary's taking all my money. Including super PACs devoted to House and Senate races, along with traditional party fundraising committees. Again, with the committees. Aware of the anxiety, priorities officials are considering tailoring their respects so that donors would be asked to write their biggest checks after the midterm elections are over, people close to the super PAC had said. I don't think they're going to get a lot of money from the peeps, because the peeps have seen that, well, the Democrats have taken all their money. They don't have any more money to give. And they're tired of giving their money when the only thing they're doing is just giving more money. I'm giving you more money so you can raise my taxes and take even more money away from me. People are like, whoa, now wait a minute here. I'm paying like double, triple, quadruple. This is BS. No friggin' more. I cannot imagine that this country could be so reckless as to vote for Hillary Clinton. I hope to God that we are not. After voting Obama in twice, I got to say, I don't have a lot of faith in far too many people. But I do see a lot of these people switching over. So I think I got a lot more faith. Well, not a lot more, but a little more faith that Hillary will never be president than I do that she will. But it's still enough that you got to be scared of this woman. If she sneaks her goddamn election in, you think you got it bad now. Oh dear. No. Oh, no. This woman can screw things up. She's had one task in politics. Only one. And that was in, what, 92, 93, actually? 93, when they first got into the White House. You remember that? Her little health care? That was her one and only task, and it was so bad that nobody in the Democrat, everybody, it was unanimously voted down. It was awful. It was bad. Her one task. After that, she was kept behind the scenes. She was told, I'm sorry, Hillary, but you're not allowed to play in any more reindeer games. You see, well, this is where the professionals are going to be working. You go under sniper fire in Bosnia and go hold a tea party over there in Ireland and bring peace to the region. But stay the hell out of policy working because, honey, you ain't got it. And that's what really happened. That's her only experience that she has in politics. It says a senator? Well, I mean, really, what did she do as a senator? I no idea. Nothing that I can think of. I don't remember any key legislation that she passed. Oh, trying to get more money after 9/11. Yeah, well, that's a tough one to get through. I mean, come on. What did she do? I don't know. A lot of tea parties. What did she do as senator? Nothing. What did she do as Secretary of State? Well, let's see. Well, Benghazi. Iran's got nukes. Syria blew up. Middle East actually blew up. Relationship between the United States and Israel is, well, up in the air. God only knows what's up with that. But I think it's pretty clear that relationship between the United States right now, government-wise, United States government and the Israeli government, not exactly the moistest of friends the way it is. So what did Hillary Clinton do again? I don't know. What makes her qualified to be president? I don't know. Nothing. The woman has no experience. She's had one task. She is shown to be more incompetent than anything else. And that stupid story of that stupid book that came out when he was the tell-all, which I hate those stupid tell-all books, man. I don't know if I really believe all those tell-alls, but he's over there praising Hillary or she's competent and she's this. I wonder how much the Clintons paid him to say that. Unless maybe he's striking for a job and getting, you know, good graces with her. Maybe that's what he's trying to do. I mean, what a worm. I can't stand any of these worms. And Panetta? I mean, that Panetta, I mean, that's a piece of work there, man. My God. Why he said what he said and how he could do it. I mean, I don't know what they did to him. I mean, did they hold his family hostage or something? I don't know. I mean, I'm not speculating. I'm not saying that they did. I'm not accusing anybody. I'm just wondering, what the hell? You don't make statements like we don't send troops into harm's way unless we know all the information on the ground. Because we have troops that are specially trained to do just that. That's their job. Plus, when your brothers are being attacked, you don't worry about that. You get your ass to the scene and you do what you can. And if you don't get there on time, well, then you, you know, clean up the mess. Do what you can to the survivors. Secure the area. I mean, you need to be told this, Mr. Panetta. What the hell are you doing as Secretary of Defense? And we didn't have time? We wouldn't have got there on time? That's an excuse? How do you get away with that? How the hell do you go to sleep at night? You're the Secretary of Defense. Why you didn't stand up to the President? Look, you're the Secretary of Defense. You don't stand up to the President of this of why you're given a stand-down order. I mean, you're not doing your job, man. Just because he's the president doesn't mean that you can't stand up to him. You have to. This was wrong. Somebody should have stood up and said, wait a minute, this is wrong. We send troops. We send them now. That should have been automatic. There shouldn't have even, first of all, there shouldn't have had to have been a request to go help. What, are you kidding me? Jesus God, it should have been an automatic. Our embassy is being attacked. We send people. Since when do we, oh, well, our embassy is being attacked. Oh, well. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. Jesus God. So getting back to this story. Priorities are asking donors to pledge $1 million. To the Clinton effort over the next few years, but write a check for only $100,000 this year, a person familiar with the discussion said. My goal is not to have donors honestly say, I can't spend money to you, House and Senate candidates, because I'm giving all this money to priorities. More broadly, if Ms. Clinton glides to the nomination without a serious challenge, some Democrats say the party would be deprived of an important debate on issues that have split the party, including government surveillance, trade pacts, and how best to keep Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. Notice they didn't say anything about Obamacare, and didn't split anybody. Yes, it did. As a lot of Democrats jump and ship, and when this happens, voters get confused. And when voters get confused of who's what and what, when, where, who, what, why, well, they don't show up for the polls. A Democrat flat refuses to vote for a Republican, no matter what. So if they don't know anybody, they don't like anybody, they're not going to show up, which is fine with us. However, we need to take advantage of this. And what I mean by that, meaning we need to put the best candidates that we can find. We don't put the slop up there just to win. That defeats the whole purpose. We don't put the chum. Uh-uh. No, we don't put the chumps. We put the real deals up there. We find them. We go out and we find these people. We need to put these people into office. Somebody needs to get a message to Mitt Romney to keep that on the forefront of his mind. You can spend 8 years in the White House and then retire back to your little ranch in Utah, whatever the hell you want to do. But right now the Republicans don't have anybody. I'm sorry, Mr. Romney, but that's it. Somebody better comes along, then fine, bring them on. I don't really give a damn who the nomination is at this point. It really doesn't matter to me. Elmer friggin' Fudd, for all I care. I just want the son of a bitch to turn this goddamn country around. I'm sick and tired of degressing. I want to progress. Meaning I want to progress on my, how I want to progress, not how the government wants me to progress. A society must run free. It must be allowed to be free. You can't control, you can't govern society, you can't legislate behavior. I know we've all heard that a million times. You can't legislate behavior. You cannot legislate technology. Yeah, okay, if windmills worked and produced all this electricity, if this worked and that worked, then fine, we'd have it. But right now, it doesn't. So to just get rid of the coal mines because, well, they produce too much carbon footprints, well, anything that is alive is producing carbon footprints. Carbon is the, well, building blocks of life. Anything that's alive has carbon. Anything that dies releases carbon. Carbon is life. You can't get around it. There are global warmers. Maybe if you did a little bit of, you know, research on the science. Well, we can't do that. And they want all these green energy. Well, Europe is getting rid of this crap because they're realizing that it doesn't work. They're losing tons and tons and tons of money. Europe is moving away from this green crap. The United States still hasn't caught on. They think that they can get socialism down. They can get it right. Europe didn't do it right. Well, we can do it. We'll give out free health care. Well, it's not free. And nobody has it because the site isn't built. And the part of, I guess, another part of the machine that is supposed to fix the errors, the mistakes, the glitches, well, that isn't built yet. So they can't even fix the problems. That's why we are where we are, $677 million goddamn dollars. You've got 3 years to build one website, and it's still not even built. And it's been online since October. October, November, December, January. This is the fifth month. We're starting the fifth month right now. So after 4 months of being online, nobody's insured, and the site isn't even built yet. Why was it put online? Knowing full well that it's insecure and hackers can get in there. Don't give me this crap that they can't. They're all, I guarantee you there's hackers already in there. It's only a matter of time before the big dogs move in. You know, these union guys, they're going to have to get into that. That's, I mean, you think that the Democrats are going to, you think the unions are going to go out there and vote for these Democratic senators who voted for this Obamacare now? When they just lost their health care? No. The union bosses, they're not going to put up with it because their union members are going to be very grumpy, very irritable, very quickly. Well, you're going to have big problems with the unions. When the unions have to split and go to this Obamacare, you're going to have big, big problems. Well, we're not going to have problems. Obamacare is. Yeah, that's fine. It's going to implode on your own. I know we talked about this yesterday. But do you really want to take that risk of, yes, let it implode on its own? Okay, that's fine on the surface. But the problem is when it implodes on its own, it brings the American people down with it. That's not fair. As far as I'm concerned, that's way too costly. Do you really think the American people really deserve to spend that kind of money to watch this implode on its own when we had a perfect opportunity to at least fight to repeal it? And now it's at the point we don't have any more choices. This has got to be repealed. People need to get their insurance back. They can't go on forever without insurance. Problem here. And the government knows it, but are they doing anything about it? No. Why? Well, they're going to have to admit that they made a mistake. I mean, say what you want. Again, getting back to Romney, I mean, I'm just saying that right now that's the only one, but he's not even running. But he should. I think with Mitt Romney, I really do. First of all, I think we're going to have class and respect brought back to the White House. that is long overdue. There's an understanding that he has and his administration. I believe, this is just me seeing in the future, I believe that with the Romneys in there, I just really, as far as scandals go, I don't know. I mean, the left is going to have to really, I mean, they're going to have to really come up with some good ones. And you know they're going to try it. That's all their scandals are. They're all scandals are made up. We tell the truth, and what they're phony. Well, I think his business sense in this, he was a governor. I think he's learned his lesson with the Romney care and Obamacare and all these other cares. There's nothing wrong with coming out and admitting, okay, I screwed up. Now this is the right way to do it. I can respect somebody admitting that they made a mistake, but I can't respect somebody who flat refuses to admit that mistake when you see the evidence and you know the evidence. It's right there in front of you. It's right there. It's video. It's actual physical concrete evidence. And they flat refuse to accept it. Nope. Nope. Nothing to see there. What do you mean? I got it's on video. Yeah. Nope, nope, nope. Nope, nope, nope. And they get away with it. And there's no corruption with the IRS. I played that clip earlier at the very beginning. I'm gonna try to play it a little bit later. But, I mean, how can you go up there on a national television? I didn't watch the stupid speech, first of all. And I've only seen, you know, some clips. First of all, I'm not a real big O'Reilly. You know, and I really don't need to listen to the stupid president. Give me a goddamn speech that is, you know, he's going to lie to you. This is football. I'm watching football pregame. I don't need to watch the president. And I don't watch it. I didn't watch it. I never watch it. I think it's stupid. I don't see the need for it. There's no reason whatsoever to bring politics into the biggest game of the year. There's no reason to bring politics into it. It's a Super Bowl. It's football. President wants to talk about football, I don't have a problem with that. But if he wants to talk about politics, I'm not interested. I'm sorry. But this is a Super Bowl. We can leave politics out of it. This is a Super Bowl. Not politics. We already had the State of the Union. I mean, that's the time to be politics. But when the Super Bowl, we don't need that. The country doesn't need to see it. The country doesn't watch that crap, by the way. I don't know. Let's see. Clinton's biggest vulnerability in 2008 was the order of the interview, blah, 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 blah. Bop, 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 bop. There's nothing in this stupid story. It's all the same crap. Garbage after garbage. Oh, Hillary, Hillary, Hillary. Well, look, do we really want Chris Christie? I mean, right now, I mean, I'm not a real big Chris Christie fan, but I mean, I think we've seen, I don't know. We need, I guess what I'm trying to say, before the Republicans can choose a candidate, pick the candidate, and stand behind them. The Republicans got to get united. We got to get those people out that, well, aren't really doing their job, and they're bringing the party down. The McCains, the McConnells, the Boehners, the Kings, the Lindsey Grahams, the wishy-washies. I mean, Lindsey Graham could be really conservative and be a really good guy, and then he can just take a dump just on a whim. Just drop trowel right there. Boom. On a given second. Bam. Done. We can't have that. We can't have that inconsistency anymore. There's nothing wrong with being an independent thinker. But we can't have you living out from time to time just so you can get votes. It's not about votes. You worry about the votes when you're running in your campaign. Right now, you're passing legislation. And everything that you pass affects the American people. That should be the concern. Not about, well, if I pass this, I'll get more votes. That's not what it's about. If I pass this, how will this affect the American people? That should be the forefront of the bill. And I do believe that these people, these congressmen that vote, all of them, Senate, House, including the president, however you vote, you must sign saying that you have fully read and understand this bill that you are voting for. And the president who signs it into law, God damn. Absolutely. I have fully read and understand this bill that I am signing into law. That's not in there for that's not in there deliberately. But it should be in there. You really think the president read this stupid Obamacare bill? And it's still a bill. It's not an act. Wasn't passed legitimately, as far as I'm concerned. And then, when it does become law, he's picking and choosing of what parts of the law that he wants to pass and what part that he doesn't. And now you got the employer mandate coming out. The unions are coming out now, all these waivers and all these passes. You know the unions are not, well, they're not, they know what's coming. And they're not happy. I just can't see how the Democrats really have a chance in 2014. And after 2014, we need to start seeing some candidates out there. I mean, I love Rand Paul, but I don't see him as president. I think he's a good senator. Good for him. I don't see him as president. Just not much I can do. All right, we'll be back after this.
What I haven't been willing to negotiate, and I will not negotiate, is on the debt.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to reiterate, John, the president's made clear he's not going to be negotiating over the debt
limit.
Look,
the president's been very clear. He's not negotiating on the debt limit.
What I will not do is to have that negotiation.
Let me reiterate what our position is, and it is unequivocal. We will not negotiate with Republicans in Congress. He will certainly meet with Putin.
I did discuss this with President Putin. This is something that is not new. I've been discussing this with President Putin for some time now.
We're going to work with the Russians.
Mr. Foreign Minister, we are serious, as you are, about engaging in substantive, meaningful negotiations.
Negotiations.
We are prepared to negotiate in good faith, in mutual respect.
For decades, the White House, the Congress, have used the debt limit to find bipartisan solutions on the deficit and the debt.
A Florida judge recently ruled part of Obamacare unconstitutional. Why won't Lois Frankel tell us where she stands on Obamacare?
I can't answer that question right now.
Maybe it's because Frankel fought for a plan that's even more extreme than Obamacare. Frankel would have put government bureaucrats in charge of health care for every American, sticking taxpayers with the bill. So, who do you trust with your health care? Your doctor or government bureaucrats? Call Lois Frankel. Ask her if she supports Obamacare.
All right, and we're back. Let's get into this here. Now, the NRA calls 2014 elections do or die. Vows war with Michael Bloomberg and Obama. Well, you know, I'm going to have to agree. We completely lose any of the Bill of Rights, any of the amendments in the Bill of Rights. We completely lose them. We lose the country, period. If you understand why the Second Amendment is actually in the Constitution. If they get rid of that Second Amendment, I guarantee you, this is what I'm trying to avoid. I'm trying to avoid an all-out, full-scale, frickin' war. We've got enough violence in our streets. We've got enough violence in our country. We don't need any more. What violence the citizens don't do, the government does. The law enforcement does. We can't stop with violence. Can't get enough of it. Well, it's really going to get big. We're in a very, very odd time right now. There's a wave of people out there that, well, the blind followers, the guys that are out there doing the work, they're not very well informed and educated. They don't seem to understand exactly what they're really doing. They don't understand the consequences, and those are the people that are going to get hurt first. But they won't realize it until it's too late. This is what happens when you don't listen, you don't pay attention, you don't learn. This is what happens. This is what happens when college kids think that they have all the information because they heard their college professors give a speech. You're in college. You haven't even begun your life yet, okay? You might as well, I mean, it's like kindergarten. That's your life. You're starting college. You haven't lived long enough to know what the hell you're talking about yet. So shut up. But you can't tell a college kid that. Oh, they go, well, I graduated high school and I'm in college. Yeah. Yeah, but what do you really know? Well, I wasn't born then, so I don't... Yeah, all right then. Shut up. NRA calls for the 2014 elections to be do or die. Expecting former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, putz of the year, to double down on his nationwide anti-gun efforts in the 2014 elections. Like you're going to lose that election, Mr. Bloomberg. An invigorated National Rifle Association is planning a massive ground game to win Republican control of the Senate. Here to open the NRA's new Great American Outdoor Show, the nation's largest of its kind, top officials from the group described winning the Senate a do-or-die goal this year. Especially because of the possibility that President Obama could get another chance to appoint a new liberal Supreme Court justice. Which is exactly what we do not need. That right there, that scares me. That scares me, that scares me, that scares me, that scares me. It scares me big. It scares me a lot. We get 5-4 in favor of Democrats, this country is screwed. Screwed. We can't have that. Look, we're moving too fast, man, too fast. And in politics, I'm sorry, man, but the world is flat. You go too fast, too far, for too long, you will fall off the edge of the earth. You must turn your ship around. I don't buy this notion that if we keep borrowing more money, it's not going to affect our sovereignty. I don't buy that for one second. I don't think it's worth testing to find out. There's no excuse for it. There's no reason for it. And it's a stupid thing to say. I don't know why these so-called talking heads do it, but they do it. They do all kinds of stuff. So do I. So do you. So does everybody. You're weird. You say stupid things. You do stupid things. But think about it. You really think that if we go to the point where we're bankrupt, that that will not affect our sovereignty? Think about it. I don't have to give you the answer. You got to figure that out on your own. But think about it. You really want to trust it? Find out if it's true or not? Think that's something you really want to go through? I don't. Think the country needs it? No. Country can't afford it. I don't know why they got to say that crap, but whatever. We fully expect to win a pro-gun Senate in this cycle, said NRA President Jim Porter. Vital certainty to our issues. But it is vital to the well-being of this country. David Keene, former NRA president, added that the group is expanding its effort to tell supporters how critical the election is, though he added that the most gun rights supporters already believe the Democrats and the president are unfriendly. Yeah, bum, bum, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. NRA spokesman Andrew, oh my God, Arulanda, I can't even begin to pronounce it. We're just going to call him Andy. So NRA spokesman Andy added the gun rights group expects Democratic senators in conservative states to be pressured by Bloomberg's mayors against illegal guns for their votes last April in support of gun rights. Bloomberg is not going away. What he's going to do is double down. This is definitely not over yet. We still have a lot of work to do with the emphasis on a lot. Yes, because I do believe Bloomberg. Yeah, okay, he might have his heart in the right place. He doesn't want to see people murdered in the streets. Okay, but taking the gun is not what it's, that's, you're missing the point. This is the problem with Democrats. They only see the superficial side of the issue, flat refusing to crack open that goddamn top and dig deep down inside and pull out that pink juicy meat in the middle. I'm sorry, but not everything is on top. There's more to things below the surface. You got to scrape away all that sweet cream because there's a lot of sour milk underneath it. God almighty. Oh, we'll just get rid of the guns. You think you're going to get rid of the killing? Okay, people stab people. People run you over with their car. You can kill all kinds of people with a car. Get on the sidewalk. Meow, you can plow them all down. Much more effective than one of those drive-by shootings. I mean, do you people think? It's the will to kill. That is what kills. If you have the will to kill, you will kill, period. Oh, no, 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 it's only the gun. Yeah, that's right. The gun just walks around the street, just waiting. Oh, God, who am I going to shoot today? Who am I going to kill here? Let me see. Oh, look at that one over there. Let me load myself here. Yeah, I'm going to aim it. Oh, yeah, I don't want to pull the trigger. Boom. Yeah, I shot him right in the head, killed him dead. Guns don't do that. It takes a human operator. It's the human that kills, not the gun. The revived Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg is a part of that. Canceled last year after sponsors organized a boycott because the former organizer banned the AR-15 from displays following the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings. The NRA took charge and is signing up new members from the expected 200,000-plus attendees. We lose the Second Amendment, we lose the country. There will be war with that, by the way. I'm sorry, I don't want to see it. But I'm smart enough to realize what's going to happen. And I think maybe the government is smart enough to realize what's going to happen, too. That's probably why Homeland Security's been buying up all the bullets so they can take it away from the citizens, buying up guns. Allowing Mexican drug cartels to get guns. It's always the bad guys. Bad guys get away with it. They say crime doesn't pay. Well, crime does pay if you're in the government. All you got to do is win an election. If your nose clean, you're in the right party, you'll never get caught. But even if you're in the right party and, you say something about somebody and, look at this, we got a ethics committee, we've got this and that. Well, they can find something. They can find dirt on any one of these politicians at any goddamn time they want. That's another reason why I don't think I would last in Congress is because I don't have any dirt. I don't have time for dirt. I'd love to be in Washington. I would love to take Peter King's seat. Could do a much better job. First of all, I would vote responsibly. If it doesn't make sense, I'm not gonna vote for it. I don't care if the party's behind it. What does that mean? Oh, because John Boehner said that we got to vote for this? No. You bring me something worthy of voting for, and I'll vote for it. Flash around your goddamn name. Go back in your tanning booth and go have a cigarette. Shut up. Have a good cry. Student signed petition. This is funny. I mean, it's not funny. It's sad. But students signed this petition to have gun owners executed in concentration camps. San Diego. You've seen this guy before, and I think I've talked about him before. This guy, Mark Dice. He's a media analyst. He goes around and videotapes and asks people stupid questions, and it doesn't take very much in California, and you can get a stupid answer to go along with the stupid question. So Mark Dice has once again documented how many young Americans are completely disconnected from reality. But they're in college, so they know more than everybody else. Capturing California college students signing a fake petition to imprison all legal gun owners in concentration camps and even to have them executed. In quotations, we just want to make sure we disarm the citizens. We can trust the government to be the only ones with guns, Mr. Dice has told the students on campus in San Diego. While they were unquestioningly, see, now these are words. Why do they got to make these words like this? I mean, don't these people know that I got a broken left-handed tongue and I can't even, there's no way in hell I can pronounce a goddamn word like this. Anyway, they just simply just grabbed the pen and signed the petition without thought. And the petition was called Repeal the Second Amendment. That's all they hear. That's all they see. They think the Second Amendment, I mean, they have no idea why that Second Amendment's first of all in the Constitution. Anybody listening to this program, I'm pretty sure you do know. And if you don't know, well, then look it up. We just want to make sure we disarm the citizens. We've got to disarm the citizens, and the government has to be the only one with guns. This is him talking to these students. This is Mr. Dice talking to the students, in quotations. These peasants don't need guns. We want to put all registered gun owners in prison. Prompting one student to reply, yes, it's too dangerous for people to own guns. This is a brain-damaged idiot. Whoever this student is, it's too dangerous. Idiot. It's just a simple repeal of the Second Amendment, and we'll be terminating and executing all of the gun owners. And the signatory who replied, okay, thank you, and then walked off. So this kid's walking around, yeah, we're going to go kill some gun owners, and I just signed the petition. What do you ever get with a petition anyway? Seriously. I know it's a little bit of clout, but I mean, if the government doesn't want to do it, those petitions mean absolutely nothing. Petitions and signing and all these signatures and all this means absolutely nothing unless you have it in the mindset. Peyton Manning has all the skills. He did not have the mindset to play the football game. The Broncos did not have the mindset to win. The Seattle Seahawks did. Now, you play the game next Sunday, would it be different? I don't know. But sometimes in life, you only get one shot. And if you blow it, you blow it. Screwed. Now what? Well, we are going to ban all guns except for the military and police. He's saying all these things and getting these people to sign up when they hear this stuff, that only the government can have guns. It's, they think that's security. They feel safe with the only the government allowing, only the government and police have guns. They feel that's security, that's safety. They have no idea that's tyranny. No clue whatsoever. These are the same people that protest the police, and they crap on police cars. But they want only the police and the government to have guns. I mean, I just, how? What? Do people think? Do people not think? What the hell? We'll do door-to-door confiscations. We have lists of all of the registered weapons, so the military will just go and take these away from the people. And the student replied, okay, and signed it. Another male student signed the petition even though DICE suggested confiscating gun owners' weapons and shooting them with them. If they like their guns so much, let's just feed the gun owners some of their own lead. And that's what got the kid to sign the petition. But the Tea Party is, they're haters, and they like to kill. The right likes to kill. These people are out wanting to kill people who want to keep the Second Amendment. If people understood the reason for the Second Amendment, they wouldn't be fighting. They would not be fighting to keep it or fighting to get rid of it. The Second Amendment is in there for the American people to protect themselves from the government of what's happening right now, where the government is doing a complete and total takeover. They're connecting all law enforcement. They're using law enforcement to attack their political foes. And that political foe does not have to mean a politician. It could mean you. And that's for real. That's not hyperbolic. That's real. People need to wake up. It's here. 2014 needs to be a wake-up call for Washington. There needs to be a lot of people lose their jobs. A lot of Republicans and a lot of Democrats. There should be very few that get to turn over. Trey Gowdy, he's got to be turned over. He's a good guy. There's a lot of good guys in there. We got to weed out the bad. Mr. King, you got to go. Mr. Boehner, done. Fired. Mr. McConnell, fired. Mr. McCain, fired. Mr. King, fired. Mr. Graham, not because we don't like you, because you people are just too damn inconsistent, which tells me you're corrupt. Whoever pays you the most gets the vote. Well, to play on Mr. Cuomo, we don't need those kinds of representatives in our Congress anymore. The country cannot afford you. We need to take these gun owners and put them into FEMA concentration camps to keep everybody safe. And the skateboarder replied, well, I agree with you there. Keep them safe. Put them in concentration camps, FEMA concentration camps. This is what gets the left to sign a petition about putting people in concentration camps, about shooting them, just getting rid of them, killing them. This is how the left thinks. This is their mindset. This is their culture. So you think for 1 second that they're not going to do it to you? I mean, this is actually, they're actually speaking the truth. This is how they think. Sad but true. This is how they think. There is a fine line between love and hate. You can love so much that you do end up hating, and that's exactly what you get from the left. And that's not real love. That's phony love. That's why they actually hate, because they're overcompensating the fact that they really don't love. They're not loving whatever it is that they're supposed to love. And so they're faking it. You fake it till you make it. Well, that's not real love. Love is either there or it's not. You can't do anything about it. It can go away. It can also come back. But you can't force it. You can't force it in, and you can't force it out. If it's there, it's there. If it's not, it's not. But when you force this phony love, you end up overcompensating and end up actually hating. You're not loving, you're hating. Oh, we don't want to see anybody hurt with guns. So we hate the people that have guns, and if we kill them, then nobody will ever die again with a gun because we've killed all the gun owners. This is their thinking. This is how they think. I mean, how do you get that stupid? I don't know. I don't want to find out. This man, Dice, has now successfully managed to persuade Americans in his area to agree to repeal the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Third Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth, the Sixth, and Seventh Amendments, as well as the entire Bill of Rights. Unfriggin' believable. Maybe if these people who don't understand or don't like, you know, the Second Amendment, Third Amendment, First Amendment, they don't like the Bill of Rights, they don't like the Constitution, maybe if they took the time to actually read the son of a bitch and actually understand it, maybe they might like it. But that's the problem. These people, they don't read it. How can you understand something that you've never read? You can't. Why they don't understand it, I don't know. I don't know. It takes one college professor to take a hit of acid, start tripping out in his lecture, and you got a couple of stoned up stupid kids sitting in there. They buy it, they believe it, they repeat it. Next thing you know, it spreads like a friggin' virus, and everybody's jumping on this stupid bandwagon about something that is just so ridiculous, doesn't exist. And then if you argue with them, well, then you're a hater. And they think they're intelligent. I'm sorry, but you're in college. You haven't lived long enough to know what the hell you're talking about yet, so shut up. New Jersey's Rob Andrews to resign from Congress. This is the guy I was talking about. Robert E. Andrews, a Democrat from New Jersey, will resign from Congress this month to take a job with a Philadelphia law firm. Andrews, a Pelosi ally, is scheduled to host a 11:30 a.m. press conference in his southern New Jersey district. The newspaper also reported the 12-term Democrat is currently under investigation by the House Ethics Committee, which was reportedly questioning, see that word again, Janine, whether the congressman used funds from his reelection campaign to pay for a trip to Scotland for his family. Of course he did. There was a thing on 60 Minutes, I can't remember when it was, a couple of weeks ago I think it was. Could have been a long time ago, but I seen it on YouTube. Well, there's a loophole in there where these congressmen can use this PAC money, take people out to these expensive golf courses, dinners and this and that, and go on boat rides and go on this and go on that and live a lavish lifestyle off PAC money. Well, if I'm giving money to a PAC, I expect that money to go to the campaign so you can pay for advertising and win the election and use that. Not to take people out to golf courses and expensive meals, yacht rides and all this, living a lavish lifestyle. But there's a loophole in the law and it's all legal. This is what we need to put an end to. Again, I'm not a real big fan of these PACs. I think if you want to invest your money into a politician, it shouldn't go to a PAC or from a PAC. It should come from the individual. If I want to give money to a candidate, that's my decision to make. I don't want to give it to somebody else so they can take the money and live a lavish lifestyle on. That's not why I'm giving my money, but that's what they're doing, and it's all legal. How we can change all this, I don't know. We can't put it down in legislation because Congress will never sign for it. So the only way to really change it, first of all, we've got to change our mindset. Then us as American people, we've got to vote more responsibly. We've got to vet these people. We've got to go out there and find these people. And if it's you, get your ass on that ballot. You don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to be a lawyer. You don't have to be this. You don't have to be that. You don't have to be a business owner. You don't have to be a military officer. All you have to do is be willing to follow the Constitution. Be willing to vote for bills that are fiscally responsible. Vote for bills that are not intrusive on the American people, where they're not taking away any rights, any liberties, any freedoms for any reason, including terrorism. We're Americans, goddammit. We stand up to terrorism. We do not change our way of life for terrorism. No. Now, they're telling us how we're going to live our life? No. No, we're Americans. We stand up to that. We don't change our way of life for them. Period. But that's just me. That's just me. All right, I've only got a couple of minutes here. Let me see how much more I can get through this. The National Institute of Health spent $464,272 to find out why gay men get syphilis in Peru. They have spent millions of dollars studying male sex workers in Peru, including more than $400,000 to determine why gay men get syphilis. So they're actually spending millions of dollars to study homosexuals in South America. And the American people are benefiting from that knowledge. How? Well, they're not. Syphilis remains an uncontrolled infectious disease globally, with high prevalence and incidence in certain high-risk populations. Well, I mean, wear a condom or, do something else. Get a TV, read a book, I don't know. But, first of all, why they're getting it, who cares? What does that have to do with the United States? I think Peru should be investigating this. Maybe hand out condoms. I don't know. Sell them cheap. I don't know. But why is this news? I don't know. Why is the American people having to give up their tax dollars, millions of dollars, to study homosexuals in South America? I have no idea. I have no friggin' idea. I'm not even going to read the rest of this stupid story because it's just ridiculous. There's no excuse for this nonsense. We didn't get into the Belarusian connection, but we're going to get into that tomorrow. I want to cover that. And then now we've got one of Chris Christie's bodyguards charged with shoplifting. We don't have enough time to get into that either. But that's all right. We got through a lot. We covered a lot. I want to thank everybody listening today. We will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.